Lenten Journey, Day 18. Lost and Found. This entire week we've been looking at the parable of the prodigal son, a story offered to us by Jesus Christ and recorded in the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 15. As I mentioned earlier, I truly believe if nothing else reached us from the time of Christ, if not one other word of Jesus was recorded except for this parable, I truly believe that it would be enough to teach us what it means to be a Christian, the love that God has for us, our relationship with God, and what is demanded, our responsibility in life. There are so many dimensions to this story that it makes it really a perfect tool to be used during the Lenten season. Yesterday's meditation was about our direction during our journeys. As we leave, as we go from one point to the next, where are we going? How do we process all of that? Today we want to add to that the dimension of being lost, because many times as we journey, if we lose focus of the target, if we lose focus of where we're going, we will surely be lost. And sometimes, tragically, we never get back on the road, let alone make it to our destination. In our lives, we come across many difficulties, many obstacles that prevent us from reaching the fullness that we want in life, the dreams that we have in life. Those obstacles, unfortunately, stand in front of us like roadblocks as we travel. They make it difficult for us to pass through sometimes, and we look for ways to circumvent them, to go around. In so doing, we may get lost. We go off the course. We discussed this earlier as one of the foundations of being in a sinful nature. That is, we miss the mark. We're shooting for that perfection, but we miss it. We're off the bullseye. Think about your life. Think about the difficulties, the challenges that you've had. You've started off your journey, whether it is a career move, a relationship, husband, wife, children, parents, friends. Whatever the case may be, you started off with good intentions. Think about financial goals you've had. You've started off with good intentions. Those finances were to pay for something, for an education. They were to pay for a better way of living. But along the way, you've started to make compromises. You've lost sight of where you're going. While in the back of your mind, you know where that destination is. But in the day-to-day activities of your life, you have to deal with those compromises, and they take you farther and farther off the path. You look at the map, and you make the realization. You're lost. You're lost, and it hurts. It hurts because deep down you know that you started with good intentions. You know that that path was a good one, but you got messed up along the way. But fortunately, we have a way to turn back. We don't have to continue along that way, along that same path. And that's what this Lenten journey is all about. To reorient ourselves, we redirect us along the path and find the direction for our lives. The story of the prodigal son, which we've been looking at and the many dimensions of it, appears in the Gospel of Luke chapter 15, and as a prelude to that story, there is a discussion about being lost and found. The Gospel narrative begins by saying the tax collectors and sinners were gathered around Jesus to hear him. Now this is interesting, it is important to note here, because, well, Jesus being the holy man that he was, it wasn't proper for him to be sitting with tax collectors who had the same reputation as tax collectors of today. And the sinners, the so-called people that, well, were basically the outcasts because they weren't as good. And I'd like to use that inside of quotes, right? They weren't as good as the people of faith. The Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." Then Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Does he not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he does find it, he rejoices, puts it on his shoulders, and comes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep." I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who do not need to repent. Just like the prodigal son, Jesus makes it very clear. He's interested in the people who've lost their way. And interestingly enough, that includes every one of us. There is a beautiful expression which says, "Stop and smell the roses." I love that expression because it reminds us that yes, we are lost. How often do we have the time or take the time to really stop and smell the roses? To look at a sunset in awe, to look at our children's eyes and see the hope of tomorrow and really dream with them, believe in tomorrow. Believe that it is possible to find peace. Believe it is possible for a better tomorrow. Those dreams, those smiles are usually forgotten by us because of the fast pace, because of the motions that we go through. Lent is this perfect time to say that, yes, people do get lost, people do get found. But of the first people who has lost this path, perhaps it is me. Look at your path. Look at where you're going. Look at where you're heading. Are you lost? Do you need a road map? Do you need to get back on? Is it time to make a turn or perhaps a U-turn? These are questions that you and you alone need to answer. And that's why you've got your map open. You've got the navigator on. And you're on this Lenten journey. We conclude with the prayer of Saint Nersa Shnorhali. Today, let's go to the beginning of that prayer, from the first hour, to remind us where everything begins. I confess with faith and adore you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, uncreated and immortal essence, creator of angels, of humans, and of all that exists. Have mercy upon your creatures and upon me, a great sinner. Amen. Hey, this is Father Voskin, inviting you to join us again tomorrow when we'll take the next step in our Lenten journey. Until then, please join us at epostle.net where you'll find resources, you'll find podcasts, as well as recipes for the Lenten season. That's epostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.